Good morning, good morning, good morning. And it is 9:45. And on the telephone with me today, we have Don Morris with us here from Oklahoma Workforce. How are we doing today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, hey, it's always a good day when you're on because there's always a new hope for a new job or a new career or somebody just starting out fresh. What have we got? We're celebrating a very special month this month, aren't we?
Yeah, September is Workforce Month nationally and also in Oklahoma, and it couldn't be better timed as the nation and our state are trying to get back to pre-pandemic workforce levels and solve this mismatch between all the jobs that are open and all the unemployed people. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon that's going on right now. September is the month to focus on that and start solving some problems.
Now, we've got folks who are really antsy to get back into the workforce, and there are jobs aplenty, but sometimes just kind of narrowing it down and finding out what fits best is can be the hard part as we try to funnel folks back into employment.
Yeah, you know, that is one of the issues. You hear a lot that the reason people aren't working is because of certain benefits, and that certainly can be the case at times, but we've also seen that people, having had, in some cases, a lot of time off, have taken a chance to step back and look and say, you know, what is it I really want to do, or what industry could I work in that would be more stable in something like a pandemic? And so we find a lot of hesitancy for some of those reasons as well, childcare, fear of the virus, just a lot of different reasons. Mm-hmm. People aren't working, but you're exactly right. People, I think, now more than ever, are looking for that best job fit as they return back.
We have all kinds of ways to fit people up with jobs, and especially this month, too, with it being, you know, Labor Workforce Month. What kind of things does Oklahoma Workforce offer for folks trying to re-enter or folks who have jobs available trying to find people?
Well, I think from the job seeker side, one of the best programs that we have, and we're announcing this month an extension to a program that we launched during the heart of the pandemic called Skill Up. It's a partnership with Metrics Learning, and so it allows people to go out and get a variety of different types of training resources. The beauty of this program is it encompasses everything from soft skills training to certifications in cybersecurity and oil and gas and aerospace industries. You can go out and get on a training track for over 100 industry-recognized certifications that are sought out by 500 companies nationwide. Many of those are in Oklahoma. And so you could really, if you're currently unemployed or underemployed, which is another big issue right now, mm-hmm. Going to our site, oklahomaworks.gov, you'll see immediately a link as soon as you get on the splash page, a link to Metrics Learning and resources. This could really be a game changer.
Wow, indeed. Now, how do folks get involved with this? Do you go to the website first to get the information, or how do we go? What's step one?
Yeah, we can certainly help at the local workforce centers as mm-hmm. well, but the easiest thing now is just to go to oklahomaworks.gov, click on the link. It'll talk a little bit about it. Give kind of a little review of what might be the best fit for you individually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I might make a note also, with this offering such a detailed amount of soft skills and leadership skills, there's a real advantage for businesses as well. And so even if you're currently working, you can send your employees to these programs and pick up some of the stuff that you might not have done or been able to afford to do in the soft skills and customer service type area.
Oh, wow. And, you know, this is really a great door opener for everybody in this realm of need.
Yeah, we've seen about 1,800 people start and finish programs with this, and there's some other virtual opportunities that we've offered for computer training and other types of things. All that is available at our webpage.
All right. And what is the webpage again for the folks? We can't ever say it enough because they're always trying to write it down.
Absolutely. Oklahomaworks.gov.
All righty. Very good. Very good. What else is in the pipeline for folks?
Well, another thing we're super excited about, apprenticeships.
Oh, apprenticeships. Wow. What a way to earn as you learn.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a new Secretary of Commerce last year, Secretary Scott Mueller, and we sat down and kind of reviewed the the issues around the state, and we decided to set a goal to increase apprenticeship programs by 30%. And so we're looking at working with a lot of companies to start programs, and there's incentives, cash incentives. We also come in with professional folks to help a company or business get an apprenticeship program started. But it's the number one way for the job seeker and the employer to have an opportunity to train and work together before there's an employment commitment.
What?
And so we'll see some industries will have 2 years or more of an apprenticeship program to help people get started in their industry, especially where no formal training exists. We're working a lot now with the Oklahoma Rural Water Association, for example. It's a 2-year training program to be able to operate water. While we all sleep at night, someone's keeping all that safe. And those jobs training aren't just readily available. You've got to go through their program, and you can do that while getting paid through an apprenticeship program.
And these are great jobs. You know, as long as we got water on this planet, somebody needs to work it. And this is something that is not something for a summer job, or if you know what I mean. This is a lifetime career opportunity that usually pays pretty well and a lot of times has good benefits alongside it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, from the employee side, nationally, about 91% of people that are in registered apprenticeship programs get hired by the company. And then from the employer side, the return on investment is about $1.47 for every dollar spent, because you're not out looking for people constantly. A lot of these jobs, you might have turned over a couple of times during that 2 years versus having that one solid apprentice person.
Wow.
And so, and we target higher paying jobs. You know, the goal of workforce and the governor's council that oversees workforce in the state, their goal is to create jobs that pay $55,000 or more.
That's and good.
So I think that a lot of people don't realize that our work is not to just help someone get a job, although that's extremely important. But we want to, you know, focus on the development work. So how do we get people in better jobs, sustainable jobs, jobs that make you stay and work in Oklahoma.
Very good. Not a job, the job, as they say. You know, you hit a sweet spot like that. That's a great place to start at $50,000. Who would have thunk? We're talking with Don Morris, and he is with Oklahoma Workforce. And, of course, this is a month that we celebrate workforce here. You know, the Labor Day was just the other day, and folks are working and folks are going back to work and matching up different things that maybe you are looking at, listener, maybe things that interest you in a change of career. Maybe you are looking for something along the lines of something that Don just mentioned. And of course, there are other opportunities too.
Yeah, absolutely. We really invite folks to come out to our page at OklahomaWorks.gov and see what's available out there. It's always a surprise. you can also go to YouTube and put Oklahoma Works and see a lot of success stories and videos from the side of business and individuals. People really changing their lives by deciding to get some free training and other services and to make that difference. And this is certainly the time to do that if you're in that struggle position. We also offer supportive services when people qualify. So we literally help with things like childcare and rent and steel-toed boots and uniforms for work and those type things. We really, our job is to break down every barrier a person has between where they're at now and what their dream job is. We work with the Department of Rehab Services, Career Tech, OESC. It sounds too good to be true, but it really is the case. Our state has phenomenal benefits to make this stuff happen for people, and I get excited every time somebody puts on our side.
You know something, I love these partnerships and collaborative efforts. So many different states from where I used to live, it used to be every state agency had their own little walls, their own little fiefdom, and you don't go past the little dotted line that says my territory. But, wow, to see how this all comes together hand in glove in order to get people where they need to be employment-wise is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, and I think the pandemic, I mean, we're at a place now where you hear, and maybe I just I'm a little too Pollyanna, but you constantly hear positive things that have come from such terrible things.
Yes.
And one of those is that it did kind of force state agencies into the room to solve some of these issues. We literally didn't have the time or resources to have the walls that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's made us stronger and better as a state, and we're starting to see those numbers. You know, we're at pre-pandemic unemployment levels already. So
yeah.
It's almost unheard of nationwide.
Now, so, you were talking about those YouTube videos. I have seen those in the past, and they're very inspiring. And, folks, these are real stories coming from real people, both employees and employers. So if you want to get on the YouTube channel, you can see exactly what Don is talking about. And what's that YouTube channel again?
You know, that is a great question. Probably the easiest way to get there is
just
go to our
it.
Page, and then they're all listed there. You can just go straight to them.
Oh, that'll be great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I'm
keep
pretty
it
sure
all
Oklahoma Works, but yeah.
Oklahoma Works. There you go. You can find it all at one place. Now, with the physical centers, they're open for questions and answers too. Correct?
Yes. Yes. Definitely. We a lot of great work by a lot of great people to balance through the pandemic and keep our staff safe, keep our visitors to our centers safe. We managed to do that really well. We also learned that we can work virtually and efficiently at times. But yes, our centers are open. There's a center there at 210 Northeast Washington, I
yes,
think.
Yes, exactly.
There in Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now,
and they're open. Yep.
That makes it, you know, that makes it easy for folks who really enjoy the face-to-face conversation. And, of
yeah.
course, you got the ease for the comfort of doing this from home or from the library or wherever you have a device where you can hook up online and get things done as well for convenience and practical sake as well. But, boy, I got to tell you, Don, you always come with such an optimistic message. I like it.
Well, and it's great. You know, this was not my background. When I got into this world, I was just so amazed. I continually am testing, like, are you sure that really happens? And that sort of thing. It's as fun as it sounds. And I'd like to throw in another tip, too, as
oh,
well, being
please.
A veteran myself. When you walk into one of our workforce centers, announce that you're a veteran, and we literally take you into a completely different track. We've got rooms specific for veterans to use in job search and fill out forms. And then we've got veteran-specific people to help. And so some of those connections that go beyond work, you know, if if we can connect people with resources they may need through the Department of Human Services or any other thing, our job is to catch that person in the center and then make sure that we're meeting all of those needs. And so we hear a lot about how veterans were down and out, sometimes homeless, having issues. They come to a workforce center, and they get more than just, hey, here's a job you can apply for. There's real services out there with the Department of Veteran Affairs and other benefits that we have specific to vets.
Oh, wow. That is tremendous. Hey, thanks for being with us today. I really appreciate it, as always. So if folks want to take a look online, the website is really easy, and the website is?
OklahomaWorks.gov.
There it is, OklahomaWorks.gov, OklahomaWorks.gov. Say it about three times and you'll never forget it. That kind of works with me, especially at my advanced age. But Don Morris, it is always a pleasure to have you on board. Thanks for bringing us the good news today. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you bet, Tom. Good to be with you all this morning.
All righty, and thanks for being a part of our broadcast today. Don Morris, once again, from Oklahoma Workforce. Thank you. And, of course, we've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust. And